Hello, young detective in training. It's your old pal Snoop, dog detective. Let's drop in on Sniffy, my trainee, and see what the day holds for us, shall we? Curious. It appears our old chum Sniffy isn't in the laundry room, even though it is precisely here that he likes to take his morning nap. Sniffy never misses a morning nap. Off we go then. We'll need to conduct a full search of the property. No sign of Sniffy in the kitchen. This is quite odd. To the bedrooms. All clear in the master bedroom. Old Sniffy better not be taking a bath in the washroom. But let's take a look, just in case. It appears he's not bathing either. To the backyard. This is getting a tiny bit alarming. Sniffy! Sniffy! Are you there, dear boy? I dare say our trainee Sniffy is missing. I believe I've stumbled onto a case.
Undercover Groundhog at your service. Did someone say a case?
It's very odd, Poot. Our pal Sniffy appears to be missing. Have you seen him by chance?
I have.
Well, do spit it out, Poot. Sniffy could be in trouble.
Pronto with the info. You got it.
Poot!
I'm here. What can I do for you?
Have you seen Sniffy? He's gone missing.
I have.
Now, Poot, when I say spit it out, what I mean is tell me where you saw him and what you know.
Oh, I get it now. I thought you wanted me to spit something out, but I don't have anything in my mouth. Oh, wait just a second here. I have spit out a nut.
Now then, have you anything to say about Sniffy?
I have.
And what is it?
Hang on, let me check my detective notepad.
Of course. It's good you wrote this down. It could be important.
Let's see here. List of favorite actors, list of all the amazing cases Snoop has solved, list of favorite jelly bean flavors. Oh, here it is. List of everything Sniffy did on the morning of July 11th.
It's currently July 27th.
Hang on. July 12th, 13th. Gonna just jump ahead here. July 26th, July 27th. Found it.
You are really quite the note taker, Poot. Impressive.
Yeah, I go through detective notepads like toilet paper.
That is quite enough personal information. Let's focus on the whereabouts of Sniffy, shall we?
It says here that Sniffy came out of the doggy door at exactly 9 a.m. on the 27th, after which he promptly tried to climb the tree, yelled something about a dinosaur on the other side of the fence, stared at a cloud for 31 minutes, and began sniffing. Upon sniffing, the suspect moved towards the secret doggy door on the fence with a dazed look in his eyes.
Sniffy is not a suspect, Poot. He's our friend. But this is very interesting. What then?
Sniffy spent approximately 7 minutes trying to remember the combination to the secret door. He tried banana, watermelon, and pizza before Poot yelled across the yard with the correct combination. Hey! I'm in the investigation! Oh! This is so exciting!
Sniffy escaped the schlub's backyard all by himself? This gets curiouser and curiouser. Carry on, Poot.
Poot followed Sniffy out of the yard and into the alley. It appears I'm still in the investigation. Amazing! Sniffy was followed to Wheeler's Gadget Shack, where Sniffy uttered the words, "Can I please have a jetpack? I'm a flying dog." To which Wheeler the Gadget Dog replied, "Not in a million years."
So, old Sniffy was trying to get his paws on a jetpack. Fascinating. I fear this is beginning to look like the elements of a rescue mission, Poot. What say we retrace your steps and see where it leads us?
I'll meet you at Wheeler's Gadget Shack.
She's gone underground. Remarkable diggers groundhogs are. To the Gadget Shack, old boy. Out the secret doggy door of the fence. Down the alley. I have a feeling Sniffy might have sniffed a bit too much. It's possible his nose has gotten him into trouble. Ah, here we are. Wheeler's Gadget Shack.
It says in my detective pad that Sniffy kept sniffing.
He was certainly on the scent of something, but what could it be?
Whatever it was, Poot followed him. Hey, that's me! To the banana stand!
Then to the banana stand we must go.
I have a note here that Sniffy tried to hail a rideshare, but no one would let a dog into their car.
You know that nose of his can smell a scent from miles and miles away. I believe he may have traveled quite some distance.
I'm going to say you're right.
And why would you say that, Poot?
Because it says here a hot air balloon was docked at the banana stand and Sniffy climbed on board. Shortly thereafter, the hot air balloon drifted off towards the mountains.
A hot air balloon? Why, that's preposterous!
It says here the hot air balloon flew that away. And then, I lost the trail!
Don't worry, Poot. We'll find our old chum. Now, you say he went that away. Do you recall anything else that might be useful?
The word snood was on the side of the hot air balloon. I remember that because the letters were really big.
Snood, you say? Well, now that is interesting. Where do I know that name from? It rings a bell. I believe I'll call headquarters and see if they have any intel on this snood fellow who has taken our dear Sniffy.
Good plan. Shall I go deep undercover and look for clues?
No, I'm going to need you at my side for this one, Poot. You've been recruited on a rescue mission.
I've been recruited by the Dog Detective Agency! What a day I'm having! I'm getting a banana on a stick!
You do that while I call Freckles. This will only take a moment. She's very efficient with her time.
Freckles here, International Dog Detective Agency.
It's Snoop, out in the field.
I see by your tracking device you're at the banana stand.
Right, the banana stand. Doing some banana investigating. Early stages, very official.
Get to the point, Snoop.
Right, the point. Might you have a file on something called a snood?
Hold, please.
How much for a banana on a stick covered in chocolate and nuts?
Medium nublet.
Would you take 2 pine cones instead?
I've got the file right here. Mr. Snood, candy maker, owns the Snood Candy Factory on the west side of town. Makes something called Snood Flues, a popular treat in Pflugerville. Owns a hot air balloon and a pirate submarine. Person of interest.
Person of interest, you say?
I'm not sure if you're aware, but your trainee is airborne. I'm getting a tracking signal from 200 feet over Pflugerville. Don't tell me Wheeler gave Sniffy the jetpack.
Not that I'm aware of. You see, we're in a bit of a jam here. We've seen... Hello, Freckles. Well, I suppose that's for the best. No need to alarm headquarters that my trainee is flying over Pflugerville in a hot air balloon.
Can I borrow $2?
No time for bananas, Poot. It appears our old boy Sniffy is a stowaway on a snood hot air balloon. They can only be heading to one place, the Snood Candy Factory. Off we go, then. Balderdash, I've gone and lost my trainee. Poot and I will make our way across Pflugerville to the Snood Candy Factory while you take a quick break. Hurry back! There's no telling what will happen when the Snood hot air balloon lands! Oh good! You've returned from holiday! Poot and I have arrived at the fence around the Snood Candy Factory. The Snood hot air balloon has landed, and it appears our old pal Sniffy has gone inside the factory.
Shall I get to the other side of this fence?
Hang on, let me read this posted sign. No dogs or groundhogs allowed. Turn around and go home. Well, that is very specific.
Does it say no detectives allowed?
It does not.
I'm going in! I'm in!
Fastest groundhog I've ever seen. She's all the way over at the factory door. Stay where you are, I'm coming in! Run, Snoop, to the factory!
The door's locked. I checked.
There's nothing else for it, Poot. I'll have to crack the door code. This is really going to slow down our investigation.
Or we could go through that open window right there.
Excellent powers of observation, Poot. Through the window. Quite the operation this snood character has going. Look at all the vats and conveyor belts.
Give it up, Yip, Dian. You've skipped a minute, oh yeah.
We've been spotted. Take evasive action, Poot.
Run!
Help! I'm stuck up here.
It's Sniffy. He's all the way at the top of the Snood Candy Factory. How in blazes did he get up there?
Hey, Sniffy! I'm on a rescue mission!
Hey, that's great. I ate Snood Clues.
Lucky!
Well, Think,
Snoop. Think.
We're cornered. This rescue mission stuff is exciting.
Wheeler here.
Ah, yes. Hello, Wheeler. I'm in a bit of a tight spot at the moment. I've got a situation.
Do tell.
Sniffy has somehow managed to arrive up in the rafters of the Snood Candy Factory. Might you have installed a gadget in my bow tie collar that could be of some use in a situation such as this?
Hang on. Activating zipline. Okay, your zipline feature is activated. Just aim your bow tie and press the pink button.
Brilliant. Thank you, Wheeler.
And, don't tell Freckles. That's an advanced feature that usually requires training.
Consider it done.
I'll create a diversion, jumping into the vat of Snood Flues.
Now, Sniffy, I'm going to send you a zip line. When it arrives, tie it off to one of the metal beams up there. Can you do that?
A-okay.
Now let's see. Aim the bow tie, press the pink button.
I've got the zip line secured. Coming down.
Come on, Sniffy. To the window.
To the window.
Exiting that of flues and heading for the window. We made it! And I'm covered in Snood Flues.
I've already dug us a hole under the fence, Sniffy. In you go!
Nifty zipline gadget you've got there.
Why, thank you, Sniffy.
My first rescue mission!
How did you end up all the way at the top of the factory, Sniffy?
Well, everything was fine until I stepped on the conveyor belt. It took me all the way to the top, and for some reason, I jumped up. I panicked.
It's been known to happen. How about we head back to Bark Street for tea and biscuits?
I flew in a hot air balloon. I'm Sniffy the Flying Dog.
Well, that you are, dear boy. That you are.
My groundhog buddies will never believe this.
Detective work is secret stuff, Poot. Best keep this one between us. Well, detectives, we've solved another case. A nose for trouble is in the books. And if you'd like to see more of the Snood Candy Factory, it's right here in Pflugerville and often makes an appearance in Bobby Wonder. Just search for Bobby Wonder wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll be in smashing good shape. I'm late for my afternoon tea and biscuits, but remember, young trainees, always be investigating. Ta-ta!
Go, kid, go!